This is a bit of a trickier video to make because I'm talking about this idea that keto suppresses appetite. I've heard this said on a few videos, and I wanted to talk about it because I feel like we don't really understand how keto works, and that's why we keep saying this misleading piece of information. Hello, everyone. My name is Violet Rivera. I'm a psychologist, and the reason I make these videos is because I want people to understand that your physical health and your mental health come together in order for you to be able to live a happier life, that overall feeling of well-being. Today, we're talking about the idea that keto suppresses your appetite. And, okay, so let's first define what it means to suppress appetite. So I have my tablet. I'm going to read you something. Appetite suppressants are drugs to curb hunger and in turn help you to lose weight. Appetite suppressants work by tricking your brain into believing that you are not hungry and that your stomach is full. One way that they do this is by increasing the levels of the feeling good hormone serotonin. That's related to regulating your mood, appetite, and sleep. Now, there's other ways that they do this. There's other types of drugs that produce the same kind of effect. But basically, if you understood the main thing there was tricking your brain into believing. Okay, so this is where I now have a problem with this idea that keto is an appetite suppressant, because it isn't. The same way that the standard American diet is not an appetite suppressant. The same way that if I eat a bowl of ice cream and I'm no longer hungry, that wasn't an appetite suppressant. That was me eating ice cream and no longer feeling hungry. So let's be clear on something. Is it because when I eat a ketogenic way of life that I eat less, that means my appetite is being suppressed? And this is where we are making a huge error in judgment when we think that. You see, what's actually happening is this. When I eat the standard American diet or the standard Canadian diet, what's really happening is that when I eat food, I get an influx of sugar with that food because we tend to eat grains, we tend to eat actual sugar, we tend to eat high-carb vegetables, we tend to eat bread. So when we eat those foods, what happens is that that sugar that rushes in causes my body to quickly store that extra sugar away because I can't have too much sugar floating around in my bloodstream. So it stores it away. But when that happens, what happened also was that my brain was told, so it got a little dopamine hit because sugar came in. So my brain is all like excited now. Sugar came in. I'm having a euphoric feeling. My body is now quickly putting that sugar away because dangerous to have it in my bloodstream. So it's putting it away like it's supposed to, puts it in some glycogen stores, puts it in some fat storage, and I burn some off as energy. All normal things. Once the sugar gets put away, my dopamine receptors are no longer getting excited by the dopamine floating around because the sugar is no longer there. There's a little fall that happens. And that fall pushes me to want to eat again because it's going to incite me to eat because my brain wants that hit. So there's a psychological component to eating. When we're eating and we're not actually super hungry, but we're eating because we're sad, we're eating because we're bored, we're eating because that's dopamine, that dopamine connection that's happening there that's pushing us towards food. Not to mention that when our blood sugar falls, because of course I put the sugar away, which my body's supposed to do, and then I'm living my life and I'm doing things. And so when I burn up the glycogen stores that I've filled back up, again, I will need to eat because I'm missing energy. So both of these things contribute to us eventually, within a few hours, maybe 2 hours later, feeling hungry. Now, my body is going to push me to eat again. This is the normal cycle of satiation, hunger, that we live on the standard diets all the time. So people who do a ketogenic lifestyle try to focus themselves on eating 20 grams of carbs or less. So by doing this, what you end up doing is allowing your body to store the carbohydrates that you do eat as glycogen for your daily activities. If there's any extra, of course, it will be stored as fat. However, because your body is running on fat, any fat that you eat during your day and is used right away as energy. So one of the first differences you're going to notice is that instead of eating carbs and fat, your body running off carbs and getting that dopamine hit and pushing you to get more carbs, what your body is doing is running off fats. And so that little bit of carbs that it does get, and remembering that the carbs it is getting, if it's coming from vegetables, have a good amount of fiber to balance them out so that the dopamine hit doesn't happen, right? The nice thing about vegetables is that they come with the necessary fiber that eliminates that dopamine activation from happening. I'm not going to say it eliminates it 100%, but you will notice that you don't chase sugar when most of your carbohydrates are coming from vegetables, especially if they are low glycemic vegetables. If you're still eating potatoes and carrots and things like that, yes, it can still happen. That's what I'm saying. It's not 100%, right? It depends on the vegetables you choose. But when we make that little switch where most of our carbs are coming from vegetables and healthy sources, then what happens is that our body isn't constantly pushed to get more carbohydrates. So we are able then to do something that people who run on carbs are not able to do, which is this. When I'm hungry, so when my body notices that I could use a little bit more energy, and I get that first little signal that says, I could eat something. If I don't eat right away, contrary to people on the standard American diet who will have this persistent hunger that pushes them that they really do need to go find food, many people on the ketogenic lifestyle will notice that they can have a little feeling of hunger that then floats away. And they're really not hungry after that. And the difference being that your body went in and pulled some fat from storage. We are not suppressing our appetite. Our appetite is being satiated by the fat that we have on board. As long as your body is able to have access to energy, then it will not be hungry. So you're not suppressing your hunger in a tricking your body kind of way, because you're not suppressing anything. You were hungry. Your body gave you a signal to go get food. You were not able for whatever reason. Your body took food from you. I really need people to understand that that's what's happening. Because if we don't understand that that's what's happening, we continue to have this poor interaction with ourselves. Because we don't understand how our body is helping us to lose weight naturally, healthily, safely, to move towards a healthier weight in general so that we can live a happier life. It really is important for you to understand that your body can live without carbohydrates. And that it has nothing to do with tricking your body and everything to do with your body knowing how to use the stored energy that we carry around all the time. So keto is not an appetite suppressant. The ketogenic lifestyle is a way of eating that allows us to, if we need to, tap into the energy that we have on board. And we will vacillate between feeling hungry and feeling satiated depending on whether or not the food came from an internal source or an external source. And just like any other way of eating, if I'm actually hungry, so if my body doesn't feel like, there's enough food on board for me to be taking it from storage, it's going to make me hungry. So the feeling of hunger will not go away. And for anyone who's ever fasted for extended period of time, you knew that when it was time for you to eat, it was very obvious it was time for you to eat because your hunger returned and it didn't stop. So keto is not an appetite suppressant. Keto is a way of life that allows you to access the fat and energy that you have stored on board. I really hope that this helped you to understand so that you can go forward and live the life that you want to live and build the body that you want to build in a healthy way. I want to thank you for watching Mind Blowing Health and Wellness with Violet. I really appreciate it. Click the like and subscribe if you haven't done that already. And I'll talk to you in the next video.